dried cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. As always, we appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Put that in your texting device, and I will do my best to respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. Dale Jackson coming up in about an hour. Then from Right Side Radio, the talk show brethren, one of my talk show brethren, Phil Williams, will be with us, former state senator. Stay tuned for that. Also, has a column this morning, 1819 News, 1819news.com. Y'all go check that out. But joining us now, she's on the road, and we're appreciative of her time, but State Representative Jennifer Fidler is with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well. Thanks for making time, and thanks for doing it while you're on the road. We do appreciate it. So any anticipations, thoughts, feelings going into tomorrow?
We're getting up here a day early because we want to hear the budget hearings. The budget hearings going on through all the state departments. So they start just in a few minutes. It's about 10 o'clock. So we're getting up here early, and so we'll hear the buzz that's going on here soon.
The big, I guess, discussion, at least in my circles, is this gambling bill. I know that there's a copy of it available to the members. How do you, maybe not so much how you feel about the bill. I don't know if you had a chance to read it or not, but how about the process? Do you feel good about that?
Well, I mean, I will get to read it here soon. It is available for us to view it. I guess that's what we're going to be doing before it gets dropped. I think the process and the way that it's been, I mean, I think it's, we've had a core group, a committee that's worked on the bill, that's worked diligently. We had a group that did a lot of research about what's going on right now across the state. So I'm appreciative of those efforts because there have been a lot of work that by my colleagues that have been put into doing something that the people, if we vote to, enable this legislation, that the people can look at and be able to vote on if it, gets that far. So I'm appreciative of that process, and from what I understand, it is just by our colleagues that have gone in and wrote this, legislation, this bill. So it's not been a lot of input from a lot of outside sources from what I've heard. And so that, I'm very appreciative of that, and I appreciate that in that process.
Well, I guess the question is this, like sort of waiting to release it to the public. And I don't know why this is a big deal, but it is to some that it's only available, the draft is only available, you can't have a copy to take with you to read. It's a pretty big bill, I understand. It's not like something you could just, like read in one sitting necessarily. And that, at least some of your colleagues have expressed some frustrations.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's over 100 pages, 130 or maybe more now. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's going to be somewhat difficult to get it all, in one sitting, I guess. But, they don't want us to take it with us just because we want to make sure, all our colleagues have first dibs on actually looking at it, processing it, feedback. Making sure we have that feedback from our colleagues that are in the House first. It's a way for us to get that without a lot of outside sources coming in and weighing in on it. And by that I mean lobbyists or, folks that have their own interests and not just representing the people here in the state.
Fair enough. Other things going on, I guess Governor State of the State address tomorrow night. And this, to me, and I don't know what you think of it, but, I mean, the governor doesn't do a lot of media, which has been a frustration of mine for 8 years now, but that's another story. But the state of state is really an opportunity to find out what's going on and from the governor's perspective. And those opportunities are few and far between, but tomorrow will be a really important one, won't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I had actually, you know, I did my town halls with the constituents in the district last week, and I had reached out to the governor's office, and that gave me the tidbits, I guess, that everybody, you know, most of us knows that we're going to be working on, but they really were, they didn't want me to get ahead of the governor and what she was going to say in the state of the state. So I've got tidbits that I could share in my town hall, but I didn't. You know, we're looking forward to seeing what she's
going to
be saying tomorrow.
Is anybody from her office really, I don't know, like, expressed any interest to you about what they would like you to be for or against or to work on this year?
Well, they've just talked about what the governor's goals are, which I haven't really heard from them specifically on what they might want to particularly look at. I just know that the governor's office and has been working with our leadership in the House and in the Senate, you know, for the school choice for that bill. And they've been really working hard, going back and forth. They did let me know that. And some of the other bills that we know that are coming up, they have been going back and forth with our leadership.
For you personally, now you and a Senator Carnley last year at a peanut bill. So, anything in particular that you're looking at this year?
One of the first bills I'm going to drop is a shoreline bill. It was put in by Representative Chip Brown last year, and it's basically financially incentivizing people to go with a natural shoreline instead of bulkheads. As we know, in our area, in the coastal areas, once you put up a bulkhead, and we found this out over the years and the decades of watching how our sand moves up and down, you know, once you put in a bulkhead on your property, you steal sand from your neighboring property. So this bill would incentivize people who are doing some restoration on their property and trying to restore, go with natural habitat and sand instead of a bulkhead. So that's the first bill that I'll be dropping. And I've been going back and forth with stakeholders regarding that and people at the state level so that it will be somewhat seamless, I hope, once it goes through. That, and we are calling it the Joe Faust Living Shoreline Bill.
After the your predecessor, right?
Yes, sir. It was originally named after Representative Faust and in honor of his work that he's done with clean water. So we're going to keep it that way. Just I'm proud to be able to keep it that way and sponsor that bill.
Joined by State Representative Jennifer Fidler en route to the Alabama State House. The session begins tomorrow. We talked about one of the town halls you did. I think it was an Alabama Rise event. You've done your own town halls in the interim. What'd you find out? What anything we need to know about from those events?
We had one in Magnolia Springs, and it was attended by folks, you know, kind of across the board, you know, Magnolia Springs. There were several issues that were brought up. It was and I asked what the opinion on the fifth commissioner in Baldwin County. That was one of the things I brought up and asked opinions on in each of my town halls. So the fifth commissioner bill, we've got one presented by or put in by Senator Elliott, and then we have another by Representative Givens. And it, both of them say we would go to a fifth commissioner. Some of the people in the group or in the town halls didn't like that idea, and some of them were strongly for the fifth commissioner. I didn't hear that, you know, one of the bills calls for the chairman to run district, all, you know, across the district. I didn't hear a lot of support for that idea. But, you know, there's, and then we talked about other bills that are presented locally, too, and they gave me their input on some of those. One I did mention that we might be bringing up is gaming. And interestingly, I had, you know, my town halls have been attended by Republicans and Democrats. And I had a lot of my Democrats that said, no, we don't want gaming because that's a tax on the poor. I had a hard right, you know, I had one of my conservatives. She said, no, we do want gaming. We, you know, I'm totally for it. So it's kind of been mixed across the board on some of those town halls where we are, you know, the opinions. And we also had a hot topic like the library issue. I had a lot of librarians come to one of the town halls in Fairhope and got to hear, you know, from that perspective where they are, you know, with the idea of the changing Senator Elliott's bill on the changing of the library board and authority that grants the those folks that are put in that can be removed by the appointing authority.
And this feedback you get, I mean, is it, how useful is it? How applicable is it to what you're going to be doing for the next, well, I guess 60 days or something?
I called it a listening session. You know, I actually did the town hall, kind of said, you know, what we're doing, what we're working on, what your Baldwin delegation has been working on, what some of the things that leadership is going to be presented. And then I opened it up as a listening session. And I think that, you know, these folks that are showing up, and most of them are showing up because they have a hot topic or there's something they really want to talk about. And I think those are important methods for me to be able to listen to a side of the story that I may not necessarily be hearing in, and the demographics I run in as a person that's been going to all these functions across the district. I may not necessarily get to hear those voices or those thoughts. So I think they're important so I can kind of understand the other side. And it kind of gears you up, too, for what you're going to be hearing during session, because the other side, or, you know, another side or this side, gives you a perspective that you may not necessarily, you know, may not necessarily have or have thought of.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on it. We'll get you out of here on this, though. But, you know, I guess when we start talking about kind of how the pace this year, do you expect, because last year there was kind of a fast pace at the very beginning, and you had a lot of like 105 to 0, 103 to 2 kind of votes. Do you get a sense that we're going to see that, or do you think it's going to be a little different this time around?
I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to have, and that's one of the things I mentioned in the town hall, that some of the controversial bills, yeah, I do think we're going to see those come up more this session. I think that leadership was really nice to us last session because we didn't have those hot topic bills, and they felt like they, you know, needed to get us in there. We were green, you know, a lot of our we have big turnover, you know, 27 of us, I think, are new to the House. So that was a great educational first year, but I do think we're going to have much more controversial issues this session, and it's going to be entertaining to watch. So I guess from the sidelines, and it's going to be great fun, I guess, or somewhat fun, the folks that are inside it.
Representative, stay safe traveling up there. I'm sure you and I will catch up at some point, if not this week, throughout the session. But thanks for making time for us.
Thank you, Jeff, and good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on every week. Jennifer Fidler, state representative from Silver Hill, my lawmaker there. The expectations here maybe downplayed a little bit. Just to keep in mind, like, they were really, really coming out of the gate, just passing a lot of bills, a bunch of new members, and everything got to sell through till, if y'all recall, at about, I'd say about halfway, And then Wanda LaGavan had her like weird moment with Kenneth Pascal, and everything kind of slowed down a little bit from that point forward. But as you say, we'll be there Wednesday in Montgomery, keeping an eye on that. I guess somebody's text out of the way real quick. Josh writes, Jimmy Carter was considered the worst president in modern day. Is Biden taking his spot? I don't know. You got to go James Buchanan or something like that, don't you? But with Jimmy Carter, things are bad under Carter, but it wasn't like, I don't know, for like the modern era of presidents, Biden's been pretty terrible, pretty awful. Anderson, the politicians in office in Alabama are gamblers. They are gambling that we are so hungry for legalized gaming in Alabama that we'll accept any deal they offer when they figure out how much they can keep. Well, and Anderson, I think that's what they're gaming on, no, pun unintended, that they're hoping that you'll just want the lottery and you don't care about what's in the bill.
Hello, Kansas.
What anybody's talking about. I mean, you just want to vote yes and get it out of the way. And that's why they're kind of piling this thing. And I don't know. Anyway, we can get more into that in the next segment. Stay tuned. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FN Talk 106.5.
You work a 40-hour week for a living.